This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1988.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school and play and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our son. There is all you need in Jesus. Won't you come along?
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, what do you know? Another whole week has rolled by, and it's time for another visit with your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. Mandy, who is 11 and lives in Mishawaka, Indiana, sent me this homemade poem a few weeks ago. I think Children's Bible Hour is great. I think it's better than reading. It helps me understand the Bible more. It surely opens another door. Whoever doesn't listen to it had better go sit and listen to it more. You will find out it's not a bore. Well, today's program won't be boring because we have it packed to the brim with music, a kids' talk session, and, of course, a story. It's called Old Folks Are People Too. As we think about older people, I couldn't help but think of a chorus written several years ago by CBH's former director, Aunt Bertha. This chorus tells us that when we remember how long we're going to live in heaven with Jesus if we have trusted him as Savior, why, the oldest person listening right now is just starting to live. Right, cousins?
I'm not growing old, I'm starting to live, for I have eternal life. I'm not growing old, I'm starting to live, for I have eternal life.
While we're thinking of older people today, let's sing an old-time hymn. In fact, this used to be one of Aunt Bertha's favorites. It is glory just to walk with him.
It is glory just to walk with him, whose blood has ransomed me. It is rapture for my soul each day. It is joy divine to feel him near, wherever my path may be. Bless the Lord, his glory all the way. It is glory just to walk with him. It is glory just to walk with him. He will guide my steps aright.
The Apostle John tells us that we love God because he first loved us. Five-year-old Carl tells us more about this in his song all about God's L-O-V-E love.
I know the sweetest little word is L-O-V-E love. The sweetest word I ever heard is L-O-V-E love. God's L-O-V-E love. Yes.
from one young man, we go to three young ladies, our three nieces, Lisa Sue, Becky, and Mary Beth. They tell us that they were there when it happened, and they ought to know.
You ask me how I know that Jesus saves me, how I know that all my sins are white as snow. You ask me how I know that He forgave me. Now listen, I must tell you how I know. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know. His Spirit burning in me set my heart aglow. So I praise the Lord today. Wash my sins away. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know. And now as through the world I go rejoicing, I am telling what a Savior dwells within. How I plunged into the cleansing crimson fountain, and Jesus washed my soul from every sin. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know. His Spirit burning in me set my heart aglow. So I praise the Lord today. He has washed my sins away. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know.
Once we have been there when it happened, once we've trusted Christ as Savior, we want to share that good news with others. That's what a missionary does. And you can be a missionary anytime, any place, at any age. Listen to Melissa's scripture and song.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call upon Him in whom they have not believed? And how should they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how should they hear without a preacher? And how should they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Romans 10 verses 13 through 15.
Tell me what a missionary is. Tell me what a missionary does. Tell me where a missionary goes. Tell me. Missionaries tell of Jesus' love. Missionaries tell of God above. Telling those who never ever heard Jesus. Of grain. Some learn other languages to be preachers, teachers. I can help a missionary friend. I can help with money that I send. I can write them. I can pray for them. I can.
And now it's time for Kids Talk. And we're gathered around the microphone for another good session of Kids Talk. Let's go around the circle one more time. Give your name, your age, and what grade you're in. And this time we'll start with the boys. Matthew?
My name is Matthew Cox, and I'm 10, and I'm in the fifth grade.
My name is Mike Martels. I'm 11 years old, and I'm in the fifth grade.
My name is Karina Rolant. I'm 10 years old, and I'm in the fifth grade.
My name is Jennifer Koning. I'm 10 years old, and I'm in the fifth grade.
Okay, we've got all four are in the fifth grade. Here's the letter that is going to prompt our discussion today. Dear Uncle Charlie, I would very much appreciate it if you had a kids' talk on how much of the Bible should be read each day and about family devotions. Let's take that first question first of all. Do you have any thoughts on how much of the Bible should be read each day? Karina?
Maybe just a couple of verses.
Okay. Jennifer, what do you think?
Well, maybe like a whole chapter or story.
Okay, Mike?
Well, I just like study about John the Baptist and then just decide before you study about him, it's going to take like a week, and then just look up verses about him.
And break it up by the day. Okay, Matthew, how about you? What do you think on that question? How much of the Bible should you read each day?
I don't know. Like maybe a topic.
Okay, kind of maybe taking a paragraph in the Bible. Yeah, let me ask you, is it more important how many verses you read or what you get out of what you read?
What you get out of what you read.
Sure it is. That's much more important, isn't it? And if you take one verse and really get something out of it, that's more important. Now, I happen to be reading through the Bible this year, and that takes about 3 chapters every day. But I find sometimes that I go faster than I ought to because I want to get the reading done, and I don't get as much out of it as I should. All right, let's move to the next part of this question, family devotions. Let's go around the circle and let's find out what your family does or doesn't do for family devotions. Matthew, how about you?
Well, we usually skip around. Sometimes we do it, sometimes we don't.
Okay. Now, do you follow any plan? Do you start at the beginning of a book and read through the book, or what does your family devotions include?
We usually read Keys for Kids.
Oh, all right. That's our devotional book, Keys for Kids. What about prayer? Do you have a time of prayer then, too? Does different ones of the family pray, or just dad or mom pray, or how do you handle that?
Our dad usually just prays.
Okay, Mike, what do you do at in your family?
Well, after supper, my dad usually reads a Bible story book, and then every month my dad brings a Keys for Kids book home from school. And I read that for devotions at night, except I usually read too many in one night, so I'm done after like 20 days, and I have to wait till the next month.
Okay, now, a lot of kids write and say that they enjoy the Keys for Kids stories, and they read a whole bunch of them. But now let me ask you, Mike, when you sit down to eat, do you eat a whole week's worth of food in one day?
Depends what it is.
Oh, you might eat a whole bunch. Karina, how about devotions at your family? Is it a family devotions, or do you usually have them by yourself?
We usually have them by ourselves, and we use the Keys for Kids.
You do use the Keys for Kids, too. All right. And now, if you have it by yourself, when do you usually have your devotions? When do you find you get the most out of it?
Right before I go to bed.
Okay. Anybody do it in the morning? At any of your houses, you have devotions in the morning? Usually at night. Jennifer, how about you? When do you usually have it, if you have it?
At night.
After supper.
Okay. Usually sometimes in the morning. Now, I find personal devotions are better in the morning because I'm more wide awake. But I think family devotions, quite often, it's good to have it at night. Well, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts about prayer, about devotions, about reading the Bible, and also about how much of the Bible should be read. Jennifer, Karina, Mike and Matt, thanks so much for your thoughts on devotions and Bible reading on Kids Talk. Well, we're back from our Kids Talk corner with a reminder to write for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. 2 full months of exciting stories, suggested scriptures, and more. It's yours for the asking. Here's where to write: Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Well, we have 2 good things to go with our story called Old Folks Are People Too. First off, Mary has a good poem about getting old. Now, Mary is not very old, but she's reading a poem that's written by someone who might be considered getting old. Listen.
You tell me I am getting old. I tell you that it is not so. The house I live in is worn out. And that, of course, I know. It's been in use a long, long time. It's weathered many a gale. I'm really not surprised you think it's getting somewhat frail. The color's changing on the roof. The window's getting dim. The wall's a bit transparent and looking rather thin. The foundation's not so steady as once it used to be. My house is getting shaky, but my house isn't me. The dweller in my little house is young and bright and gay, just starting on a life to last throughout eternal day. You only see the outside, which is all that most folks see. You tell me I am getting old? You're mixing my house with me.
And now Becky tells us that she learned about Jesus in her grandma's rocking chair.
I learned about Jesus in Grandma's rocking chair. And sometimes when I'm troubled, I wish that I was there. For when someone ever needed someone, I'm someone who did. She loved Grandpa and Jesus with plenty of love to share. And she told me all about it in the big old rocking chair. I learned about Jesus in Grandma's rocking chair. And sometimes when I'm troubled, I wish that I was there. For when she told me of God's love, I didn't have a care. I learned about Jesus in my grandma's rocking chair.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by James Craigle, is entitled, Old Folks Are People, Too.
Is that you, Billy? How'd school go today?
Huh?
I said, how'd school go?
Terrible, Dad. Miss Fletcher gave us such a stupid assignment.
Now, Billy, it can't be that bad.
Well, it's not good.
Well, why don't you tell me about it?
Oh, Miss Fletcher says we have to do a report on old people.
Old people?
Well, she calls them senior citizens, and that means old people.
Just about time for supper. Why don't you wash up?
Be right there, honey. Now, Billy, old people are important. They're still people, just like you and me. And God loves them just as he loves you and me.
Yeah, but they're boring.
All right, what about your grandmother? You always have fun with her.
But she's different. She's my grandmother.
What about our neighbor, Walt Schmidt? You used to race home from school so you could play with him. Why, I can remember when...
Excuse me, gentlemen, but it is now time for you to grace us with your presence.
Coming, Mom. Yeah, Dad. Mr. Schmidt was fun until he fell and broke his hip. He hardly ever comes out anymore.
Well, why don't you go over and visit him? He'd probably like that.
Hear ye, hear ye. The time has come. Supper. To be or not to be.
Your mom and her Shakespeare. Come on, Billy. We can talk about this later.
Tis it nobler to seek out supper or to seek out mercy?
Okay, Mom. We get the message.
Billy, you'd better hurry up or you're going to be late for school.
Again. I'm coming. What time is it anyway?
It's 7:45 and your sister's been waiting for 20 minutes.
Okay, I'm almost ready.
It's 7:46 and still ticking.
I wouldn't have to hurry if Missy would walk faster.
My legs aren't ready to walk fast yet.
Now, be nice to each other. Bye-bye, dear.
Bye, Mom.
Have a good day, Billy, and remember to be a
good boy. Yes, I know. Bye, Mom.
Now, don't walk so fast, Billy. You know I can't. Hey, who's that?
Where?
Over there, across the street. Aren't they those tough seventh graders from school?
Yeah, but what are they doing?
Looks like they're robbing that old man. Look!
You guys leave him alone! Beat it! I'd better go for help. You stay here. There's a telephone at the corner. I'll call the police.
Are you all right, mister?
The police are on their way.
Yes, I'll be all right. You can just help me over to that bench there. Yeah, that's better. Oh, that was quite a brave thing you did, young man, scaring them off and going for help.
What happened?
I don't really know. I was just walking along when all of a sudden those boys jumped out and started making fun of me. Next thing I knew, they knocked me down and took off with my wallet.
The police will catch them, you'll see.
You know, it's strange. You work hard all your life trying to make the world a better place for people your age, and this is the thanks you get. Just no respect. No respect at all.
Here come the police.
After talking to the police, Missy and Billy were given a ride to school in a police car. They were still excited about all that had happened when they arrived home at the end of the day.
Billy, how many times have I asked you not to slam that door?
Sorry, Mom. Hey, Dad, did you hear what happened this morning?
Yes, son. I received a call at work from the police. I'm proud of you.
I don't understand it, Dad. Why would those guys go after such an old man?
It's hard to explain how some people can be so cruel, but those boys don't have the proper respect for the elderly. The Bible certainly teaches us differently.
Maybe I can use this experience for my senior citizen report.
Speaking of your report, I found some verses that might help you. Here, let's look at these together. You already know one of them by heart, the fourth commandment. It talks about God offering long life as a reward for those who honor their parents.
Yeah, I do know that one. And I think it's in Ephesians 6, verse 3. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth.
Right. And that doesn't mean we should honor them only while we're children. We need to honor them when we're grown as well, and when they're old and perhaps even feeble. There's also a verse in Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 32. Here, I'll read it. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man.
I remember what the hoary head is. Isn't it a white-haired old man?
Right. And the Bible says we should look up to these old men and give them the respect they deserve.
That's neat, Dad. Any other ideas for my report?
Well, I still think it would be a good idea to visit with Walt Schmidt next door. You could talk to him kind of like an interview.
That's a great idea. I'll call him right after supper.
Speaking of which, why don't we wash up early and surprise Mom?
But then she won't have a chance to quote Shakespeare.
Now you're catching on.
After supper, Billy decided to see if Mr. Smith was at home.
Well, hello there, Billy.
Hello, Mr. Smith. I hope it's not too late to be coming over.
No, of course not. Come on in, son.
Thank you.
Come on in. Why, just the other day, I was thinking of how you and I used to throw that old football across the fence. Yep, that old fence brings back a lot of good memories. Why, it looks a heap better than I do.
You look pretty good to me. By the way, how's your hip?
Oh, some days it's good, some days not so good. Does slow me down. Now, you called me on the phone and said something about an interview?
Oh, Miss Fletcher, that's my teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Wants us to do a report on senior citizens.
Billy, I'm not ashamed of my age. I'm proud to be 80. I don't feel old, except for this hip when it rains. Now, how can I help you?
Well, maybe you could tell me in what ways you'd like people to treat you differently.
Well, I guess I'd like most to be treated just like anybody else. You know, some people treat old folks as if we're different, kind of fragile maybe, probably not quite bright. Old people are sometimes made to feel, well, just sort of useless.
But so many senior citizens live in those nursing homes.
And even those people have useful things to offer.
Aren't most of them poor and helpless?
Oh, some are, but they're the exception, not the rule. Why, if people would just take the time to look around, they'd see old people helping out everywhere. In churches, clubs, and all throughout the community.
I guess some people are just afraid of getting old.
Exactly. And they don't have to be. Why do you think they call them the golden years?
I'd better write some of this down.
Okay.
Senior citizens are people, too. How do you like that for a title?
Beautiful, Billy. Just beautiful. Now, don't forget, even those who are crippled and helpless are also people. And God loves them, too.
That's what Dad said. You know, it's too bad I couldn't just bring you to class.
Well, why not? I'd be glad to come. But promise me you'll check with your teacher first.
It's a deal. I'll call her tonight. Hey, everybody, we're home.
Hi, son. Hi, Walt. How did things go in school today?
Well,
It was great, Dad. Just great.
Now, Billy, let's give Mr. Smith a chance.
I think it went rather well. The children were very receptive and seemed quite sold on the idea.
What idea?
That senior citizens are people, too.
Billy, I think you've learned your lesson on this one. And, Walt, what can I say? Thanks a lot.
My pleasure, my pleasure. I think I learned more today than the kids did.
Well, anybody hungry?
I am.
Me too.
Walt, I'm taking the family out for dinner. Why don't you join us?
Well, I'd certainly love to.
Then it's settled. Okay, Mother?
Twere it a far, far better thing that I
no.
do.
Come on, quit it.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
All right.
I get the front seat in the car.
You had it last time. Hey, Mom.
There are lines of care and sadness on the faces that we see as we walk along life's highways day by day.
Well, time's up for today's visit. I hope you enjoyed that unusual story. Usually our stories are aimed at boys and girls, but you know something? Boys and girls need to learn that old folks are people, too. Hey, don't forget to write for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. 2 full months of good stories, suggested scriptures, and more. It's yours for the asking. And of course, if you have a problem or a prayer request you'd like to share, be sure to slip that in as well. We're here to help in any way we can. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Goodbye now. Thanks for listening.